I said, ah, Carlito, I thought I'm gonna find you around. Carlito said, Ibrahim, what the fuck? I said, I know, I'm sorry, Carlito, I know, it all got into me. He said, you fucking gouge a girl's eyes out. My cousin's rental shop in Lower Manhattan. Ibrahim, where is he's about to buy mint condition shit from her? Do you know what type of ripple effect that can have on a business? I said, okay, well, to be fair, it was my ship he was going to buy. She stole my ship, Carlito, okay? Which is why I did the whole eye gouging scene. And also, it's funny because Julio, when you were talking about my ship is mint at the time, if I recall correctly, he said, so you have to go gouge your eyes out of my cousin's Ibrahim. And there's nowhere else in Lower Manhattan you could find to catch girls' eyes. I'll make an example of her. That's what I'm being told to believe here. I said, well, I have to do it somewhere, Carlito. And it's not like I could just do it anywhere either. He said, you know. That's the thing with you, Ibrahim. You're always resorting to violence. You're like an inherently violent person. Why? We could have just bought the shit back from the girl then. I don't know. So the back, you had a minimal markup. That's a minimal markup. But again, Carlito, I'm not sure you're totally comprehending this. So let me reiterate it. It's my ship. So you would expect me to pay for my own ship that you bought off the black market. He said, well, it's better than gouging a poor girl's eyes out, isn't it? I said, is it maybe for you, for me, for the poor girl? Fuck her. She wants to try and steal my shit. She's gonna pay the price. And guess what? When you fuck with my shit, my price is high. With no volume-based discount either. He said, oh, nice. So we're back to the volume-based discounts already. I said, oh, and by the way, Carlito, your little cousin Julio, you know he wasn't gonna bring this up. I was gonna leave it with a little tidbit to the side because I know I caused a whole mess in his place of business. But you know, when I asked Julio who authorized him to buy back this mystery ship that was obviously mine, you know what he told me? You authorized it, Carlito said. Who did he say? I said, he said, let me think here. His cousin Carlito told him to buy it. Isn't that? Does that strike you as a bit odd that you would be made aware that my ship is on the black market? And instead of giving your old friend Ibrahim a call, a quick heads up, hey man, is your ship on the black market? Are you okay? Instead, go ahead and authorize him to buy it at a discount. Then tell him to sell it that same day. Carlito said Julio told me it was an Ibrahim Posse Deluxe he was buying, not an Ibrahim Posse Deluxe. Ibrahim, I don't know what you want me to say. What am I telepathic over here? Ibrahim Posse, Ibrahim Posse. Is it my fault the kid fucked up the name? I said, all right, an Ibrahim Posse Deluxe in Manhattan a day after we make our sale, and none of that struck you as odd or coincidental or worthy of further inquiry. Carlito said, here's the thing you might know about me, Ibrahim. I actually do more with my day than wondering what you're doing. I actually have other things going on a daily basis besides sitting on my futon in my eco-territory and placing my chin in my palm and wondering what Ibrahim Pasha is up to right now. My world expands just a little bit beyond the mundane goings-ons of your life. Ibrahim Pasha, Ibrahim Kashi, Ibrahim Latke. I'm not spending half an hour on these names. Julio called me up. He said he had a hot piece he could pick up as a steep discount. Asked me for the green light. I gave it to him. I said, you're a real disingenuous prick, Carlito. You know that? That's what I'm starting to realize. At the bottom, you're an authentically disingenuous prick. That's actually who you are. You act as if you're an objective voice on matters of heated dispute. When have we got little you're little more than a disingenuous shill for your own petty interests? Carlito said, oh, I'm a disingenuous prick, a petty shill. Says who, Ibrahim? Ibrahim, the petulant child. I said, fuck you, Carlito. He said, no, fuck you, Ibrahim. I said, okay, you know what? I didn't have to undo this, but you're leaving me no choice. Carlito said, what? I said, I take back my apology. My apology from earlier, it's officially rescinded. Now he said, oh, do you? You're rescinding your apology. I said, yeah, I do. I just did. He said, that's nice, real nice. Tell you what, Ibrahim, why don't you take it back? Take that back apology and shove it directly up your ass. Because that's where it fucking came from in the first place. I said, oh yeah, Carlito, that's where you think my apology came from? From up my own ass? That's interesting. Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I will take my apology and shove it up my own ass. But you know what? While we're at it, why don't you take your volume? Volume-based pricing. Take that volume-derived pricing. Toss it straight up into a catheter and shove it straight up your dick hole because that's where it belongs. Carlito said, why don't you get the fuck off my moon? I said, oh, I will. I'll gladly leave your little shithole Pluto moon. Gladly, I tell you what. As a bonus, I'm gonna find a nice little two-bit coke dealer of yours somewhere in the solar system. I'm gonna bring him back here and I'm gonna decapitate him too. I'll leave his body parts all over your moon for Azalean man to clean up, you fucking prick. He said, fuck you.
Thank you. Thank you.